Ready for a take? Lights, camera, action. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Me, Chloe versus World. Before we get into absolutely anything, I just need to do a PSA. Basically, I am here, if you're not watching, for my audio listeners, I am here with literally no hair. I am bald in a beanie because basically last night my tapes got really loose when I was skiing. I don't know. I don't really know what happened. Maybe it was the brand. Not sure because it's never happened before. And then last night I just pulled them all out. So I've cut myself a temporary bob. However, all the like sticky tape is still left in my hair. So I'm hiding it with a beanie. I'm going to get my hair done after this. So if anyone, you know, thinks I'm going through like some emo skater girl phase, because I had the beanie on, I thought I'm going to chuck a baggy outfit on and Vans to like make it less subtle. But everything's okay. everything's okay. I just pulled all my hair out last night. Anyways, how is everyone? I've never done that before because there's no one here apart from Molly. I don't know if she's okay. I have been, guys, life is good. Life is fucking busy at the moment. I just took Millie skiing for her, it was basically her birthday present. Her birthday was in December, but we were really busy in December. Then we went to Australia and it was like a week that I could do. And basically the present was for me, not for Millie. I wanted to go skiing and I needed someone to come. So I thought I'll just bring Millie in and I'll pay for her and it'll be her birthday present. So we went to Val Thorens. Millie couldn't ski. In fact, I don't know if she'll hate me for saying this. I think she got progressively worse as the trip went on. Day one, she was absolutely loving it. Good vibes, good whatever. And then the next day, we were actually, unfortunately, way too hungover to be doing any sort of dangerous extreme sport. So I cancelled the lesson the next day. But we just went out for food. Oh my God, the amount we ate on this trip is barbaric. It was barbaric. But I feel like in a hot country, you're in a bikini, aren't you? So you're not trying to eat a whole, you know, 10 kilogram worth of raclette. Raclette is like hot melting cheese for those of you who don't know. But you weren't in a bikini because all you wear skiing is like, I didn't even put makeup on the whole trip, vibes. But you just wear these huge ski suits and you can just gain as much weight as possible. Obviously, that might be why I'm wearing a baggy outfit today. But yeah, no, I basically went skiing a bit when I was younger and I used to be quite good. And I was worried when I got back on the slopes if I'd be any good. But actually, it was like riding a bike and I was shooping away. But I got an instructor, so that was fun. Her name is Lucille. She spoke English, but not, I think me and Millie speak quite, is it colloquial? We basically speak slang, like Essex slang all the time. We speak really fast and sometimes we don't even pronounce words, but we know what each other's thinking. So I think our instructor didn't really know what was going on. So she did try her hardest and she did get Millie down some slopes. But on day three of the trip, Millie took quite a few. Oh God, it's actually quite funny. What would happen is we would ski down and I would ski ahead and then I would wait, you know, have a bit of a break whilst Millie kind of snowplowed across the mountain. She did do parallel by the end of it, but it would take a little bit longer than me to get down the slope. Anyways, I skied off down this slope, turned around, and I just saw this black suit just go off piste and like down the side of the mountain. I was like, oh my God, is that Millie? And this bloke like skis down to me and he goes, that was Millie. And I was like, I don't really know what to do. I can't really get back up there. Like, it's quite steep. I've gone quite far down. So I literally just had to sit in the snow whilst Lucille kind of fished Millie off the side of the mountain and brought her back up. And then if you've been skiing, you know, like after you've had a fall, then you have to get your skis back on, like get back into it. Like it's really a flustering, flusterful, is that a word?
It's not, but it can be.
It was a very flusterful time for Millie. She did that. And then after that fall, I kind of stopped and they're like, there's so many cute, like little chalets in Val Thorens and like where you can stop and have a Bailey's hot chocolate. Wow, they were unreal. So I just kind of stood by the chalet waiting for Mills to come down. I just watched her very slowly snowplow right into this huge fucking pole. I don't know how she did that. But now her shin is like, we were talking about this. So I've been back like 4 days, no, 3-4 days. Her shin is still double the size. It's absolutely covered in bruises. And she was saying to me this morning, like she can't sit down properly. So one broken leg for that one. Actually, on day one, we went to Apres, we went to Folly Douche, which if you go there, you absolutely have to do it. It's just so fun, like everyone's vibes. But it shuts at 5, and obviously everyone skis till like 3, so it's quite short-lived. So, yeah, it's just at 5 p.m.
That's wild.
Well, it's because it's like up in the mountain. And to get down, you have to ski a red slope. So it's quite hard to, if you were drinking longer, then you had to ski down this slope. Like, that would be quite dangerous. But anyways, any good food? Yeah, literally loads. We just constantly ate. But I feel like when you do, skiing's quite a strenuous sport. You know, it's not a light jog on the beach, although that would probably be quite hard. So that happened. But we were just eating so much food. It was just nonstop. Like, normally we're quite good and have like a little salad or whatever. But no, we were eating cheese, steak, chips, so much red wine I consumed. Millie was on the, what is it called, that cocktail she had? Fuck. It's like a ginger beer. What one's that?
Oh,
Mule, Moscow Mule.
Mule.
She was having a lot of
so
those.
Good.
And a lot of beer. Everyone's skiing though. You know, if you go to Ibiza and you go to a club, like, everyone's, I mean, this is really like being really generalistic. Generalistic, is that word? Generalizing. Okay. If you guys, like, people in Ibiza can be good vibes, but there's, you know, a few medium vibes people. Everyone is skiing medium vibes. But I'm probably one of them, but I'm quite shy. So I feel like people look at me and think, ooh, but actually I'm just shy and I'm probably embarrassed. But in skiing, like, everyone is so fun, everyone's so nice, everyone's so helpful. Like, if you fall over, like, people will come over and help you. And at Prey, like, everyone just is being manic. Like, it's champagne spray. Like, oh god, it was just so much fun. But yeah, we had a very good time. We were going to Snowbox next month. Actually, will it be March when this comes out? It will. Is there 29 days in February this year?
Last day of Feb today.
Is it actually?
Yeah. Should we address the fact that it's like 7 in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Also, for anyone, obviously I'm bald and I'm tired of my ill. I'm really tired because it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Because I literally have dragged Molly out of bed to come and film a pod. Because I just have no time. Like, coming back from skiing, when I came back from Australia, I had time to like go to the gym and live like quite a nice little life, you know? I'm not complaining. But now I'm back at work. So we're here at 7 a.m. Next week, we might be doing it again. No, I don't. I mean, I don't want to do it again, to be honest.
I kind of liked it.
Same, but for me to get in, it took me an hour and a half.
Yeah, same.
Normally, it would take me 40 minutes. Someone's really trying to get home.
Next time, we should like pre-plan it and like order breakfast for when we get.
I know. I was thinking, but like my deliverer, like, do you know, when you get from, so obviously I drive from Essex to East London. There's a bit, like, between Victoria Park and here, there's no fucking phone signal. What is that about?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's so weird. We're literally in London, East London. Everyone knows East London. Why am I talking about it? Like, that should have, I don't know. I feel like it should have fucking phone service. There's none. And when I drive home, like, if, oh, I didn't drive today, I got a car. But when I drive home, like, my sat-nav doesn't work in that area. Until you get on this, like, motorway bit, which always has crashes. Anyways, whatever. It's 7 a.m. That's how you know I love my pod, because I'm literally here live and direct. I think we should do a live pod one day.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Okay. I would give myself like a 7 out of 10. I was learning to ski backwards. So by Snowbox, I'll be skiing backwards. Anyways, that's my new favorite type of holiday. If anyone can ski, like any of my friends who listen to this, if you can ski, let me know, because, you know, love Mills. She needs to get better. And I need someone to come down with me, because it was a lot of alone time on the slopes. Well, I will say though, even though her skiing, I feel bad. Millie wasn't horrific at skiing. Like, she could do it. And if you put her on a slope now, like, on the last day, we went for lunch at Bar 360, 7 out of 10. The vibes were not vibing, but it was a fucking blizzard. But our instructor dropped us off and she'd finished the lesson now. And so she skied off home. And then I realized, oh dear, we're halfway up a mountain. It's just me and Millie. So I need to, and there's a blizzard, an actual blizzard, you know? So I was like, oh fuck, I have to ski Millie down. Like, oh dear. So we're just skiing down. And it's so, like, I feel like it was like 5 o'clock and that's when everyone is skiing down the mountain. It's so busy. I was thinking, oh, I'm actually really scared, because I'm not only skiing down myself and in like severe weather conditions, I would say, but I'm also having to look after Millie because if she falls over, I'm going to have to get her back up and like take her down. And we were just absolutely crying, laughing at how like horrific it was. No, we couldn't see anything. Like Millie's trying to snowplow and I'm trying to like keep next to her. But then like I would just do a turn and end up, you know, 10 feet away from her while she's, you know, still going side to side of the mountain. But we actually made it in one piece. No, oh no. Mills was like, she came to me like near a post and she just laid on the floor and I was like, why have you just fallen? She was like, no, I need a break. I was like, the hotel is there. But yeah, if anyone is thinking about going skiing, go, but get a few lessons before you go, not just one. Be able to do like parallel shoop, because I feel like if you're just snow plowing, you're not gonna enjoy it. That's my personal opinion. But even though she wasn't slaying on the slope, she was slaying her fits. I got all my fits from my Sunday ski. What I will say is I'm normally a size 6, so I got an extra small and feel like they were really, I think I got big shoulders, they're really tight on the arms, but they were good. And then Mills, she wore like some zebra, I feel like, talk about being inconspicuous when you're not the best skier. She wore a zebra outfit on the first day with a neon green. I mean, it looked fucking cool, but everyone knew it was her and everyone knew it was me. So someone like skied past me and they were like, go on, Chloe, you're doing amazing. I was like, you fucker. Like, now I'm embarrassed. I'm trying my hardest. But yeah. But that brings me on to my little ad break here. Thank you to Shopify for sponsoring this bit of the pod. You know me and Big Mills, we put in the work online shopping for our ski trip, okay? Every day, new delivery, because we wanted to slay on the slopes. And you needed a new outfit. I feel like when you look good, you feel good, you ski good. Ask Millie if that's true. But we were shopping all of our favorite little boutiques to get some fun stuff. And listen, if you're online and you sell ski shit, although I'm going to Milan next weekend, so it doesn't have to be ski shit, I could be one of your customers, okay? I'm scouring the internet for new things. And guess what? If you're a brand, you should be using Shopify, because Shopify connects you with potential new customers, just like me, Mills. Hey, Barry's really cool. Shopify is the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Okay, you heard it here first. Whether you are selling essential skincare to stop people getting burnt when on holiday like I did, my nose was literally bright red and hot to touch. Could have fried an egg on it. Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so you can successfully grow your business. Okay, it's very easy. They cover all of your sales channels. Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok Shop. Shopify is full of industry-leading tools ready to ignite your growth, okay? Set a little fire in your belly using their tools. Shopify gives you complete control over your business, so it's not like someone interfering, doing whatever you can, do whatever you want. And your brand is still your brand without learning new skills in design or coding, okay? It's easy peasy. Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. What is just so lovely about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, or maybe you want to be medium, who cares? Shopify will be there to empower you with the confidence and control to take your business to the next level, okay? So guess what you can do? You can sign up for £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/Chloe, all lowercase, okay? So go to shopify.co.uk/Chloe to take your business to the next level today. And just to reiterate, in case you didn't get it the first two times, shopify.co.uk/Chloe. This is possibility powered by Shopify. So let's get into me versus the week and whatever's going on. Basically, at time of filming, it's not been announced yet, but I've got potentially the biggest effing job of my whole fucking career. I could have been more nervous, okay? I am releasing a mixtape. No, I'm not. Literally, I am hosting the red carpet at the fucking Brit, okay? Because of Molly's excited. I literally am just so nervous. But yeah, I'm going to be there live and direct on the red carpet trying to speak to every effing celebrity I can just to see what the crack is. Do you know what I mean? Like Dua Lipa's there. She's walking the red carpet fast. Yeah, like what do you say to Dua Lipa?
I don't know what you say to Dua Lipa.
What?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said you know.
She's like not real.
I know. She's like uber famous. Like there's, you know, a handful of fucking famous people in this life and she's top 10. And I fucking love her song. So I want to be composed, but I also want to get a selfie. Are you allowed to do that on the red carpet? Probably not.
I don't know if you're hosting the red carpet, but you'll get pictures.
Guess who else is there? Yeah, pics and vids. Tate McRae.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she the ABC song?
No, that's Olivia Rodrigo.
No.
Tate McRae is Greedy. Yeah, you looking at me like I'm to do the Usher dance to that bit. Do you know what I mean?
Did you watch Usher at the Super Bowl?
I've watched clips. I can't lie. I was tired. Wasn't it on like really late? I feel like you can check my Instagram for updates. Let's hope that I just slayed the day away and next year I'm performing at the Brits.
It's so funny because when people watch this, like it would have already happened, but right now we don't know.
I know, we literally have no idea what's about to happen. That's like the biggest event on the fucking calendar. Like I love the Brits. I watch it every year. I actually went last year and I watched him fucking Harry Styles before. Oh God, imagine if Harry Styles is there. Is he coming? And Lizzo, she was there and she played the... It's not a violin. What's the one that
she
goes out
the mouth? Flute.
The flute. She fucking played the flute. So cool. So this is like a dream come true, but also I really suffer with imposter syndrome and I'm like, little Chloe went to Langford Village Primary School, be thinking, what the fuck are you doing, you stupid idiot? Go to work. But yeah. Oh, I've seen this.
Have you seen
this? I've fucking seen it. I find it so funny. And do you know what as well? There's so many things that have happened this week. It's literally Thursday. Kate Middleton, where is she? That's my first thought.
Wait, what?
Kate Middleton's not been seen in 2 months. Everyone's saying she's going to get a BBL. This is going to be... because 2 to 3 months recovery, you know, Pippa's got a nice bum. I mean, at time of filming, we don't know what's happened to her. She's gone missing. And also, there's like, is it in Sheffield, this thing?
Good question.
Basically.
Glasgow.
Oh, it's Glasgow. Those Scots, they're just out there to have a good time, you know? They basically advertised this thing. It was like a Willy Wonka event. And you paid 35 quid. And like, 35 quid, it's cost of living, babes. Like, if I'm paying 35 quid, I'm expecting... more than what the fuck this company put out there. It was like this weird little hall. They had like A3 pictures plastered to the wall. What is stuck? Oh, I know what it is. It's a cobweb. I was looking at that picture and it's got a weird thing. They like stuck these weird like lollipops. It looked like a weird kid's play area. But like, basically, I think you should have paid a fiver if you went there.
Not
even.
It
should have been free.
Yeah.
Should have been free. So that's what was going on
it
there.
It was like, it looked like a warehouse that they had no idea what the size of it was going to be. And they just threw like some like giant lollipops in and then charged
them. Was that a Oompa Loompa?
The Oompa Loompas look so sad.
That's really unfair if I fucking did that because you knew how shit the whole thing was. You know, I respect the grind, like get your money, but also, you know, work out value. Like the price of what you're charging innocent people for your, you know, and also the invitation looked like it'd be quite magical, mythical, wonderful. Fucking wasn't. I don't know. I feel like it's quite bad. If I was there, I would have been really annoyed. Because you know, have you ever been to the Stranger Things experience?
I've heard it's amazing.
Oh God, it's amazing. And I feel like that's like £30 to £50. And that is incredible. So imagine if you've gone there and then you've gone to Willy Wonka. I also personally wouldn't go to a Willy Wonka event.
Well, that, I think that was the thing. Like, it was for kids. And the headlines were like, kids left crying.
Oh, no. Oh, because there's a new Willy Wonka film, isn't there? That's why they've done it and the kids have seen it. I was going to say it's quite random, but it's not. It's very timely. Just not executed that well. But fair enough. Like, people obviously went. Could they get a refund? I would argue you could.
I think they're like demanding refunds.
Yeah,
people
they should
have tried to sue them and stuff.
Oh, not good, that one. That is not wholesome. That's wholesome from them. That is wholesome. Oh, yeah, I have seen this. Also, I don't know if we can talk about this. Have you seen the P. Diddy case on Twitter?
No.
Oh, my God, you need to read it, right? I don't know if it's real. So allegedly, P. Diddy is being done.
Should we
done.
Get like, you know, like we've got the wholesome flash up. Should we get an allegedly flash up?
Yeah, allegedly needs to come up. Allegedly. I've seen it on Twitter. It's literally where I get my news. I don't watch the news. I read Twitter in the mornings. That probably says a lot about me. So P. Diddy is getting done for like so much stuff, like trafficking, underage grooming, sexual harassment, sexual assault, of like male and females, kids, male and females. Somehow Meek Mill's been dragged into Giggs. He's been dragged into it, but Giggs, I don't think Giggs did it. You know, it's all alleged, but Giggs even put out a tweet like, what the fuck, mate? Because Giggs is actually a real bad man. I wouldn't drag him into things, do you know what I mean? Meek Mill's been dragged into it because apparently there was, he said it's AI, but there's a huge court transcript. But to be fair, when I was looking at it, it doesn't look like, not that I've been to court loads, but you know when you see these things online, they look really official. It looks kind of like a Word document that's been knocked up. But then they said there's like a video of Stevie J having like sex with a man and this other man. It's chaos right now. So if true, P. Diddy, I mean, I'm kind of scared to say this because what if he comes for me? But like, you're a wrong-un, mate, you know. So I do feel like this is, because have you ever seen Straight Outta Compton? And all like the Dr. Dre. And then also Notorious B.I.G. the film. I feel like there needs to be a film about Diddy because he's from that era, you know. Stuff has happened. But
it also, like that thing you're saying about AI, like it's such an easy get out now. Like people can use that. And it's AI.
Literally AI. Because AI is nuts. Have you seen those things online? The AI, like you can make an AI of yourself and then kind of do an OnlyFans type thing. And they can like send you videos and shit. I don't know if they're like fornicating or doing anything like that, but you can do that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you seen that they've AI'd a Taylor Swift song?
Yeah, I did it on TikTok. I thought it bloody was her because I seen it and it was like reacting to Taylor Swift's new song. And I was like, I love Taylor Swift. I'm a Swiftie, you know.
Banger. Did you hear the song?
Wait, what were the lyrics? Weren't they rude?
Like, no, it's about her boyfriend. And it's like,
Travis Kelce.
So glad my Travi made it to the big game. One step closer to Kelce being my last name.
That is a slay. Do you know what? As a joke, she should like go on SNL and sing it.
She should do, you know, like she like reclaimed all her albums.
Yeah,
like,
reclaim that just song back. Just re quickly remake that one. Have you also seen that song that's trending on TikTok at the moment? It's SpongeBob. Yes. You know, like squid legs, guns. It's in my head. This is an unpopular opinion. I really didn't like SpongeBob as a kid. I hated it.
He scared me.
Yeah, it was fucking creepy. Plankton, like Squidward was a miserable old
tiny
weirdo
thing that used to like go around trying to like.
You're still Krabby Patties, like whatever. Oh my God, I fucking hate SpongeBob.
Have you seen the conspiracy theory about Mr. Krabs?
No.
So apparently, the reason that Mr. Krabs is the only crab in the whole thing is because he puts the other crabs in the Krabby Patties and then serves them to the other sea creatures.
Yeah, and I could see that being true because it's a horrible concept. SpongeBob is a sponge. What? There's a fucking squirrel with a, you know, an oxygen tank. She's not plugged in anywhere. You know, she's a human. She's not a human, she's a fucking squirrel. She's not even real. Why am I getting annoyed? What things did you like growing up? Like Celebrity Traitors is coming to the UK. Are you fucking joking?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get sidetracked by that.
Has it been cast?
I don't know.
Who would be really good? Sharon Osbourne, I don't know why I'm down a TikTok hole with her at the moment. I just think she's iconic.
There's rumours she's going into Big Brother.
Yeah, the lineup's come out.
Is she on it?
No, Louis Walsh is though.
Yeah.
And that's a slay.
That is a slay.
How much have they paid him to go in there? You joking? That's so good. That is so good. I think he'd be really good. I'm trying to think of UK TV. Traitors need to be good at being sneaky. Who do I love? Fraser Olenda, Below Deck. He would be fantastic.
He would be a slay.
He would be so good. Get him on there. Myself, obviously. I would love to do that. Because I want to meet Claudia Winkleman. That's my intention there. The Who Did I Marry series. Yeah. So actually, it's given me... What's her name? Risa Tisa. And what's his name? Legacy or Legion?
Yeah, somebody. I actually only read somebody sent you a...
Like, yeah, they sent the notes. So I skimmed the notes, but someone actually... I mean, I've got ADHD. My intention span is in the bin because of TikTok. I literally watch every video on 1.5 speed. Like, I've got 30 seconds of time for attention. But from what I gathered, yeah, the smartest business move maybe ever, right? And I feel like we're going to start seeing more of these barbaric stories over a thing because... If you guys know TikTok pays you, there's like a program you can be in. And if your video is over a minute, hers were like 10 minutes And if it's on like watch time, engagement, sharing, whatever, she must have made bank, mate. And she's got loads of followers now. She's got a huge platform. So basically, she just got with a liar. I mean, haven't we all? I could do a series. I mean, I didn't get married to one though.
No, but I did think, like, after I read the debrief, I was like, this has gone so viral. I thought it was going to be like, he turned out to be like a serial killer or something.
Yeah, no, he just kind of lied about who was, what he was doing. I mean, like, you know, we all like to exaggerate. I'm not giving him a blight at all. That's not what I'm doing. But, you know, we've all been with a liar. But she was smart.
Basically pretending that his brother's life was his life.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, or like his career and stuff had something to do with like what his twin brother had been doing.
Oh, so maybe he was being insecure, you know? Some people are insecure. I mean, I am. I lie loads.
We're going to get cancelled.
Yeah, we're going to get cancelled. But okay, yeah, I get it. Shat vibe, my take from it is everyone should start telling their like stories in 10-minute videos so you can just make sure loads of money. But I think you need minimum 10K followers. I feel like that's the thing. Anyways, we've got a new thing. I feel like this is about to be really fun. I'm not a dating expert. I don't know if you know, I'm literally 30 next year. I'm single. When on Love Island didn't work, when on Celebs Go Day didn't work. I've tried real life. It's not working. Nothing's working. But what I thought I could do is rate your dating profiles with my expertise. No, we're not rating them. We're just going to look at them and have a little giggle because loads of people sent them in.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Can I just say thank you to everybody who sent them in?
Was there a lot?
We've had loads.
Oh my God, thank you. Oh my God, we're making a series. This is fun.
The only problem is some people have sent in like other people's profiles and we obviously can't.
Oh, we can't because they would have to like consent. Like by you sending it to me, your profile, you're consenting. Exactly. Hope you know that.
But arguably, those were some of the funniest ones.
No. Yeah, because if you've seen it, basically I saw it on TikTok, like these girls read out, they don't show the boys' names, but they play like the voice clips, which kill me. They kill me. Love it.
We've got a voice clip in one of
them. No way.
One of them says Molly's fave. I don't want to reveal which one. But
Molly's fave? What do you mean?
Because it's my favorite.
Oh, it's your favorite. There you go. Okay.
Which one is it? The top one?
No, the third.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so here we have Bobby.
Okay, hello, Bobby. I need my glasses. Yeah, I wear glasses now, guys. I cannot fucking see. Oh, bye, I can read it now. Wow, that was...
I know,
she's beautiful.
Your followers are stunning.
Wow, okay, Bobby. First up, the pick is done. You have really nice hair. The way to win me over is making me laugh. How many profiles have got that on then? A million? For like... You know, are you from Milton Keynes? I go crazy for tall boys.
But what is your thoughts on that? Are you a tall boys or a short kid?
No, you just got to be taller than me.
Yeah.
I don't really care how tall you are. I mean, I don't really, I feel like 6'1", 6'2" is kind of my cutoff. Like anything taller, I'm quite small. I'm 5'4". And like, you know, if you hug them and stuff, you're just hugging their waistline.
I think people think you're taller than you are.
Yeah, it's because Millie's so tall and they think we're a similar height, but Millie's 4 inches taller than me. She's very tall. And well, no, I'm just a normal height. Dating me is like a dream. Okay. Right.
Any advice on that one?
I feel like you need a bit more. This is me. Yeah, I'm clearly not dating and I don't have a dating app, but just a bit more pizzazz. You know, how many people have said, make me laugh? The way to my heart is buying me a Bentley joke. But like, do you know what I mean? Use my sister's profile for reference because her Hinge profile she just always has a boyfriend. She'll break up and get a new one.
Bridie did her profile on Hinge.
Yeah, she did. And it was like really funny. Yeah. Because if the way to your heart is making you laugh, then are you not funny? You know, two funny people together, I think. But yeah. What's next?
Here we have somebody else. What's the name on the
top? Oh my God, we need to start this. She's from Essex! Woohoo! You want a long-term relationship. Let's see the picky. Oh, you're fit. So she's cool.
What's her name?
Your name is Sophia.
Sophia.
She's fit. And again, really nice hair.
I thought you'd like this one.
Guess
this.
My secret talent. Backflip while drinking wine. Limbo down a bottle of wine. Okay, this is really good. My therapist was out of ADHD. Welcome to the fucking party. 5'2", you're tiny.
It's wee, isn't it?
Does that not say she lives in Bondi Junction?
It does.
Oh my God. Wow. That's a cute picky.
They're so cute.
I have no advice for this. I recently discovered the world doesn't revolve around me, said mother. This is a good, this is like how I would do my profile. Yeah. I've seen on my Hinge, oh, who's that man?
Yeah, that is one thing I would say.
Yeah, don't have pictures with other blokes because men aren't that, you know, confident with other men. And men in jewellery, she said. Mm. What type of jewellery? Like a choker? Because that's a big fat fucking no. Ew. Couple of rings and maybe a chain. A sunglasses chain's quite cool.
I like a sunglasses chain.
Yeah, I've never seen it before, but now I think it's really
okay,
cool.
Okay, this is Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
I like Charlie.
But we can't see your face, Charlie. I can see your specs.
That's a good point.
Let's debate. Cats are better than dogs, change my mind. Well, that's wrong. It's yeah, that's immediately
pretty,
wrong.
It's a pretty hot, but...
Hot take.
What I would say... is if you put something controversial, people might be like implored to reply just like out of anger.
Yeah. But then again, like if I knew a boy loved cats, I'd be like, there's something wrong with you. Do you know what I mean? Fall for you if you have a mustache. Yeah, I like facial hair. One thing I've actually discovered is I really like goatees, but like I wouldn't claim it out loud. But
sorry?
Yeah. It's like I don't know that I like it, but boys that I fancy 70% of the time have a goatee. So that's obviously a thing.
What? What boys do you know?
No, like
that have a goatee.
My ex from before Love Island, who was beautiful, had a goatee and like a little tash. I mean, it
yeah,
sounds...
but are you not sure you just liked him because he was beautiful, and then he also happened to have a
goatee? It wasn't the goat. Yeah, this is what I mean. I didn't know I liked it, so that's yeah. I mean, mustache, me too. I think mm-hmm. My most irrational fear: windmills.
Is that too what? Deep?
Yeah, like why? What's happened? Is there like a really traumatic story behind that? My irrational fear is bananas because I'm a texture girl. I won't, any work that I do, they're always like, what are you scared of? And I'm just always all like, what will you not eat? It's always bananas. Windmills is a lot. I've seen on my mum's fridge, that shirt is a sleigh. I love the lace back. In
the
fact,
shirt is a sleigh.
The pics are good mm-hmm. on this one.
Maybe a couple more of the actual face.
Yeah, let's get a few non-sunglass selfies in there. But apart from that.
Mentally prepare yourself for Kira.
Okay. Hello, Kira. Felt cute, might delete later. Lunching apart. Making a film. Does that say making a film?
That says making.
No, job.
So this is such a bizarre way to say my name, but my name is actually pronounced your girlfriend. How weird is that?
I love her. I love her. This is really funny. What does making a film mean? I'm actually crying. Making a film. Do you mean, what does that mean? Like an adult film?
You read the rest of this profile. Okay. Make that decision for yourself.
The way to win me over, says your girlfriend, is lasting longer than 3 bumps. Oh, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot. Really fit pics though. You have really good skin. I would brag to you to my friends if you guess my nationality right. Who are those kids? How I'm trying to be. Green flags I look out for. Massive dick for real. Girl, I don't know who you're attracting with this page. Like, you need a really dry... Are you being serious or is your sense of humor really dry? If it's really dry, I really think it's funny.
I think she might be the funniest person ever.
I love her. I would love her to come back to us with like the boys that have replied and like gone successfully.
Funny you should mention that. Because somebody, lovely Kitty, shout out Kitty, has sent us some of the DMs.
No!
Sent on her dating profile.
Come on, Kitty. I thought this was a dating app. It must have been, fuck off. Must have been a museum because you're a work of art. Nah, that's not it. I mean, yeah, you're pretty, but are you willing to, what the heck? I mean, yeah, you're pretty, but are you willing to get out of bed to bake cookies and dance in the kitchen? I mean, the sentiment's cute, bit forward for a first GM. I think this might be where I'm going wrong, because obviously these lads, you know, shooting their shot, they're quite pleasant, they're not being mean. But I personally, I just wouldn't reply to that. I don't even think she's accepted the request, bless her, okay? Damn, you are fine, fine. Can I take you out so we can... Oh, I like this one. This is good. Damn, you are fine, fine. Can I take you out so we can do some wine and dine? Got to come in different because I'm sure a lot of guys on the line. Here, online. But all I'm saying is you are fine, fine. Do you know what vibes it's giving me? Have you seen 21 Jump Street? Julia, Rob Hertz, Cynthia is dead. Same vibes.
How would you react if someone like Kate? Because there are those guys on dating apps where they like write a song as their first reply.
No, I hate that. I hate it. Do you like it? Okay, yeah, no. But what I would actually find really funny, and I might reply, is me acting like I'm really prestige. But what I find really funny is if you had a rap or like a song, but then you actually sent me a voice note of you performing it or a video, that would be
what,
funny.
With your name, like a club.
Yeah, rap. Like you are Chloe. I would never ask you to give me a blowy. Keep you warm when it's snowy. God, I'm buzz.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't need a man.
I don't. Literally don't. Hi. This is rude. Hi, I'm a delivery driver. Do you want my package in the front or back? What reply are you expecting here? Front, please. Good, good. Don't walk on a train, but I'd give you a railing. My dad is a train driver and I'm sure as I would run you over with that response. I like that one.
I like that one.
Oh, every male on this app is a... I like how my own sneezes smell and people say I'm weird for it. My what?
What do you think is like the ideal opening line? If like somebody was to slide in your DMs, what is like a good kicking off point for you?
What's your bank details? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I don't actually know. I don't know what would work, to be honest. I have to meet you in person or I can't. I don't think I'm too scared. You hear a lot of stories, like horror stories. I don't think like a little DM, we're not getting very far. I have to meet you in person.
Do you think you could ever start a relationship? Like if you say it was like somebody else in the public eye flies into your DMs, do you reckon you could meet up with that person or do you think you'd be too nervous?
Do I know them? No.
No.
Were they on Jersey Shore? Because if so, then yes. Maybe. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I feel like it depends what mood I'm in. Look, I'm not saying, never say never on that one. It's not looking good, bruv. But if Michael B. Jordan sent me a full stop, I'd literally cry. So probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd have to be really fucking fit and amazing. Right, Molly has collected some would you rathers. Oh, on Instagram. If you aren't already, go and follow Chloe versus the World on Instagram. Okay, we're trying to make it pop. We're popping everywhere else, I would say. You know, by my book anyways. So here are some of your most asked questions.
So would you rather like a city boy or like a tradie, like a labourer or like a lecky?
I think a city boy, because I was a city girl. And we would have probably more in common. Don't know much about trades. Unless it's like trading in the city, then yeah, cool. No, I'm joking. But I feel like tradies are really friendly and really, like they're lovely. And their banner is really good. But city boy is more me.
Yeah, fair.
Okay.
Are you night in or night out at the moment? Are you
at the moment,
or wholesome?
Wholesome or wholesome? I am wholesome at the moment. I'm at work. I got bills to pay. I'm night in at the moment, unless I'm on holiday, then night out, obviously. But I don't like going out in England. So that's why I leave the country, so I can go and have fun in a different country. Do you know what I mean? So that's good.
Would you rather date someone in the same industry or as you, or someone who like doesn't have social media?
Doesn't have social media would be my dream, literal dream. We could just go and do vibes, you know? That's my dream.
If they didn't have social media, do you think you'd post them on yours?
No! I'm never posting someone online again. You fucking heard it. I'm never doing that. As far as you lot know, I'm single forever. And that's literally how it's staying. I'm single forever. No one will ever be tied to me again.
And that's that. Would you rather live alone or live with like loads of people?
or live alone.
Really?
Yeah, I know. One person's fine. Two is also fine. Three is too much. Too much. Number one, you'd have to get a huge fridge. Number two, odds on all of us wanting, you know, I want to sit and game. Yeah, Millie lets me do that. When Nicole's over, she don't let me do that and it pisses me off. If one more person was in there saying, no, I'd never game again, like, and I want to watch Drive to Survive, you know, there's a lot. I don't want to cater to, I know, yeah, I could sit in my room, but I want to be around other people, but like not doing what they want to do. I want to do what I want to do. There's that.
Do you prefer hot girl summer or lover girl winter?
Well, I've been single for years. So I don't even know what lover girl winter is.
Hot you girl are summer. A lover girl though.
I'm a lover girl and it's been winter. So I've been through it, but like I haven't been being in a lover girl. Do you know what I mean? I'm, you know, this winter was the worst ever. The worst on record. Obviously, when I went to Australia, it was unreal, but fuck off. This, whatever the fuck just happened the past few months. Yeah, so that's good. Hot girl summer. Realistically, when I settle down next, it's going to be forever, I think. I don't even know why I say shit like that on this podcast. I don't know what I mean. What everyone needs to know is, like, please don't take everything I say seriously, ever.
Isn't that, like, your pin tweet?
Yeah, it's my pin tweet. And, like, I think I just get it tattooed. Oh, my God, I almost got a tattoo the other day. And then what? I bottled it. Yeah.
Have you got one?
No, I haven't got any tattoos. I was feeling down in the dumps. So I was like, why don't I go and cause I cut all my hair off again? No, I didn't. I was like, why don't I get a tattoo? And I literally booked in with Millie to go get a tattoo. And then the morning of, I was like, I don't want to do that. So I cancelled it.
Not for me.
Yeah, I'm only 8 years without a tattoo. I don't know why I would need one now. Do you know what I mean? Next one.
Takeaway or home cooked dinner?
Takeaway. Millie actually made a really nice dinner last night, but I told her how to make it. I just couldn't be asked. I did. She actually makes this really nice, like fake Nando's rice. It's unreal. Right. What's the next one?
Skiing or Ibiza?
Skiing.
Really?
Yeah, skiing. Honestly, I love Ibiza and I am going this year, but for work. I don't want to go back on a personal trip. I've done it to death. I will get FOMO and I'll probably go again. But it's when the vibe skiing, like everyone just wants to have fun, you know? It's not about, I don't really know what Ibiza's about. I haven't done Ibiza the other way though. And I feel like I would really like that. So skiing. What would you say? Skiing or Ibiza?
I've actually never done either.
What?
Isn't that mad?
Where do you go?
I like a city break.
Yeah. City breaks are fun.
You're going to Milan. I love Milan.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Right. So I've never been and I don't know what to expect. I basically, my best mates, Ollie and Sophie, like booked it for their birthdays. And then I was like, oh, I've got no plans next weekend. And they said, I'll come to Milan. Flights were like 40 quid. So
flights
cheap.
Are so cheap.
Yeah, they're so cheap. I don't think the weather's going to be good. But yeah, I've booked on now, so see you in Milan. So yeah, can you send me your recommendation?
Yeah, it's really good for shopping.
I mean, spending more money. Good.
Are you someone who calls or texts?
I'm a voice noter.
You are a voice noter.
I'm a voice noter. So neither. I don't know what has happened this year. Like normally I used to reply like instantly, whatever. I'm so behind on my texts, everything. If you call me, if I'm in the mood, you've got to catch me. Like someone just called me a minute ago, I'm not answering. I probably won't call you back now. You've got to catch me in the mood for a call. I'll call my mum, but like she texts like, you know, how mums text. And I just think I'm not getting the full you here. So I'll call her. But like Millie, do you know you can send these video voice notes now?
What?
Yeah, on WhatsApp. You can press down. I don't know how you do it. I just did it by accident the other day. But I went to send a voice note. It sent a video of me. I was like, this is cool. And then Millie sent me back. Like, that's fucking like a mini video call. So I'm a voice noter, really.
So it's like they've put Snapchat on WhatsApp.
Yeah. It's like in a little circle and it's like quite a close angle. It's quite funny. Oh, no, that's probably where I'm holding my phone because obviously I've gone to voice note. Yeah, it doesn't change the angle. I don't know why I said that.
Would you rather drive or get an Uber?
I love driving, so I'd rather drive. But like today I got an Uber here. I don't like driving in central London. I don't fucking know anyone who does. It's hell and horror. Like, shout out all the taxi drivers there. I fucking hate it. But anywhere else, I'll drive happily. I love driving. I have the best time driving. I swap between my favorite podcasts. So at the moment, it's The Base. I should be plugging my own here, but The Basement Yard.
We love The Base.
We love The Basement Yard. And then I like the Red Flags pod, which is like a specific Formula One podcast about racing. They're from New York. And I actually, do you know what I actually do listen to is The Fellas.
The Fellas is very good.
It's so good. They had that, the one who was on Squid Games. I can't remember his name, but I listened to that the other day. I thought it was mental.
Yeah, and actually, I think that's such a good episode.
Yeah, it's so good. And they had Stephen Tries on. I learned of Stephen Tries when he... God, I'm really doing a lot of promo for other people here.
You really are.
When he commentated the Sidemen charity match, I watched him with my brother, and I thought he was so funny.
Get him on the pod. I feel like you and him interacting would be gold.
Do you think he would come on the pod? I feel like he's too cool.
Oh, you're cool.
I've never met him before. If I meet him, I'll ask him.
Okay, perfect.
But yeah, I would like him on the pod. I think he's so funny. I think he's hilarious. So yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we'll get him and Rufus. Shout out, Rufus.
Yeah, I want Rufus Wright on. I just want to see if he's actually like that in person. And how has he not got cancelled? The edit is going to be very careful on that podcast. He's mental, but I want to get Rufus on. Right, next
one. But, do you prefer date nights or girls nights?
When I'm in a relationship, yeah, I love a date night. There's so, but I feel like that's the best bit, or like a holiday. Realistically, I just love being on holiday. But I mean, right now, girls night, obviously. Well, I just love my friends. I just think they're the best people in the whole world. I want to spend all my time with them. I know. I'll say they, we literally are. Do you know what I say? I've got a few skills in this life. Number one is learning things. Like, I can pick things up really quick. Another one is I'm a really good judge of character. Like, I really think I am. Yeah, I can just tell your vibe. I think maybe it's because I'm a Libra.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, you get someone's vibe straight away and you're like, oh, your sound.
And sometimes I meet somebody and for some reason they give me I just don't quite trust them.
Yeah.
And then I turn out to be right later on down the line.
Exactly that. Like, it's very rare someone grows on me. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's cool vibe. Yeah. So girls night with my girls, not randoms.
Yeah, that would, yeah.
Girls in
the
game.
Because you're a little bit shy.
I'm so shy. I don't like people coming up to me. When we walk in somewhere, like me, I'm not saying we're uber famous, right? But if we're going somewhere where there's like young people, if they're looking at me, I'm like really self-conscious, like what they're thinking, like do they like me? And it's made me so shy now. I don't like going places. Like, that's why I like going on holiday, because, you know, how many people in the mountain watched Love Island 3 years ago? Not many. Not many. So yeah, I am really shy. And I'm like, I've got a real resting bitch face. But it's because I'm thinking about so many things probably that annoy me. So yeah.
Whenever I have a drink, super friendly.
Yeah, no, when I've had a drink, I'm like more relaxed. Like when I'm relaxed, I'm really chill. But yeah, I'm just really shy. So yeah, fun facts about me. Oh, is that it? This was a fun, like a really chilled app. I love solo pods now. Who knew how nervous I was first? And we did it without a drink this time.
Yep. And it's now 8 a.m.
8 a.m. in the morning now. And I've literally got to go and sit on the phone all day whilst I get hair put in my head. But anyways, thank you all so much for listening, watching, however you're digesting this piece of content. Please don't forget to subscribe. I know you hit 100K, but now I want to get 1 million by the end of the year. So if you want to do that, that would be stunning. But yeah, and if you're listening, please give us 5 stars. Massively appreciated. And I will see you all next week. Woo! Done.